It's week three, and this week on the EFFFL podcast, it is overreaction time. And we'll be looking into some interesting stats for the through the first 2 weeks that I realized I found my Aaron Jones this year. We're going to talk about that.
Aaron Jones.
I was going to say Aaron Jones.
No, I got a new Aaron Jones. It ain't Aaron Jones. And we recap week two and look ahead into the week three matchups this week on the EFFL podcast.
Fuck.
So all the stats of the stupid things that I'm going to talk about today, it's all overreaction bullshit. Obviously, they're probably not going to stick. It's just fun things that I've noticed.
If I thought anything about fantasy football, it's really consistent, and everything you say week two matters to the rest of it.
Exactly. It's just fun.
It's always just fun. Correct.
It always ends up working itself out.
Not for your team.
And we had a week hiatus. Well, because, kind of two weeks.
Because
Drunk Gage deleted it.
I got drunk.
Sober Shane couldn't make it last week.
I don't remember why we didn't do it last week.
You were why we couldn't do it last week. Oh, Amber had to work Thursday, and you couldn't be here Friday.
Right, okay, so it's a joint effort. We all fucked that up, but we're back. We'll get it all on... back on the normal schedule somewhat.
Can we go back a week and forget last night?
No.
Never happened?
No. Last night?
Yeah, forget last night.
Yeah, because you... Yeah, well, change your fucking team name.
I did.
God, you did. He changed it,
yeah.
I did. Because it kept telling him. It's your team name. It's your team name is the reason your players get hurt.
They were hurt before that team name.
True.
That's where the team name came from.
I mean, it's literally most wanted. You literally asked for that to happen.
Please get hurt here.
This is where you come to be buried. Do we want to look at the week we just lived through?
Two? Yeah. Gage, how'd week two go?
Oh.
You ran into King Henry.
Sure. We'll go through this quickly. I'll do like top scores and stuff. For my team, I played John that week in week two.
You did.
I put up 125 points. He put up 150. Really cool of him to do that. For me, top scores, Tyler Lockett put up 33 points. Jalen Hurts put up 21. T. Higgins had 16. Nick Chubb also had 16. For John, I'll get to one of them here in a second. Actually, they're all kind of the same except for one of them. Tampa Bay's defense had 19 points. Really cool. Derrick Henry had 49 points.
Fuck out of here.
He was what, under 50 yards in the first half?
He had 18 points going in the fourth quarter.
It's true.
And I was like, I'm going to fucking win this one. I'm going to steal it from him.
He basically said, fuck you, Seattle. Right.
Because I was playing, basically, I had Tyler Lockett keeping up with like the rest of his team in the 4 o'clock or whatever time those games were on. And I was like, if Tyler Lockett can just keep this close. I have three players to go Sunday night, and he doesn't have anybody. I got this. And then Derrick Henry
scored
three touchdowns at like 120 yards in the fourth quarter. And within that same 10 minutes, Tampa Bay's defense scored twice on pick sixes.
And he caught six passes, too.
Dude, I was pulling my fucking hair out. I was like, how? Because I was watching Red Zone because the Ravens weren't on. So they keep going back to the Tennessee game. And I'm like, oh, cool. What's happening? How does Derrick Henry still have the ball? 2 minutes later, how is he in the Red Zone again? 2 minutes later, I was like, what the fuck's happening? I was losing my fucking mind. And then in between Derrick Henry highlights, the fucking Edwards kid on Tampa Bay's defense scored two pick sixes. I was like, what? This is the worst case scenario.
Literally.
And then Sunday night, shootout, except the guys who were doing the shootout weren't the guys on my team. It was the opposite. Everyone else was catching all the touchdowns except for the guys on my team.
Speaking of Derrick Henry, though.
Fuck him.
That's my Aaron Jones this year.
Fuck Derrick Henry. I'll say it.
I hope he has a bad Aaron Jones week.
I cannot. Here's why. So,
Jamal Williams had him in the fucking. There. You have him in the best ball league, too, and you beat me. I was beating you until that game.
Until that game.
No, that was Aaron Jones. Sorry.
I was going to say, I didn't think I'd draft Derrick Henry because I really don't like Derrick Henry.
Sorry.
What Gage said is exactly why. He irritates the living shit out of me. Week one, at one point in time, he had fucking 6 yards.
Yeah, and it was like 54 or something.
Yeah, he didn't do shit. And then he turns around, and like Gage said, he barely had anything until the fourth quarter, decided to come alive. If he didn't, he got fucked for the first 2 weeks.
Defense just can't tackle that big motherfucker in the fourth quarter.
Fantasy, heart attack.
He drives me insane.
I need one of those. He needs to be odd weeks. He needs to be real shitty. He needs to have another like 50-yard game.
But he won't. He'll go into this week and he'll get fucking shut down and have 27 yards. And
that's what I need. I need that this week. I need that this week.
Well, it's the same story each week. The team gets up on Tennessee. They back off. They get out of the box. And Brandon Tannehill's supposed to throw the ball. They're like, we're not going to throw it. We're going to keep giving it to fucking Derrick Henry. And he keeps running over everybody. Because the safety's not going to tackle him. Quarterback's not going to tackle him.
There's nobody in the NFL one-on-one can probably tackle him.
I've seen it happen. Deshaun Elliott. Yeah. Put him on the ground.
I have seen
other guys get thrown 10 yards.
Earl Thomas, a bitch. Get out of my face.
He was blocking for Derrick Henry.
I know. He looked at Derrick Henry's eyes. He's like, I'm on his team now. That guy's scary.
And speaking of Tennessee, how disappointing for Tannehill.
Can we not talk about Tannehill?
I don't know. It's just a bummer. I expected so much more at A.J. Brown, Tannehill.
Everyone did.
Everyone did.
That's why I drafted Tannehill all over the place, but usually I had someone else to pull in. A lot of places didn't draft like Hurts and stuff. And I was like, well, Hurts is going to put up points. I'll put Hurts on the bench. And then
I think you'll see the passing game come around.
Hurts was the fucking 10th best quarterback on week two with no touchdowns.
I've been loving him.
Yeah. He'll be just fine.
I mean, Tannehill has the weapons and what he needs, but
he ain't use them.
At the end of the day, they're going to turn around and hand the ball 30 times to the tank. Behind him. I mean, they live or die by Henry.
Next game. Jarrett, this is still week two, beats Cody 127 to 121. For Jarrett's team, Terry McLaurin with 27 points. Austin Eckler with 22. And Najee Harris with 19, his top scorers. For Cody, Lamar Jackson had 36 points against Kansas City, 24 for Cortland Sutton. Carlos Sutton, person too? Am I crazy?
That's Carlos Hyde.
I was gonna say he might be getting mixed up.
Who's Carlos Hyde playing for right now?
Jacksonville.
Yep. He's the one getting all the fucking snaps that matter.
I was gonna say, wasn't there something I was gonna bring up? I was like, oh, James Robinson, you probably already know. Like, that's how I went with Chris Carson last year. I was like, why is Carlos Hyde getting all these fucking touches?
He didn't
win one.
Robinson's got more in week two. He did.
But Hyde got all the goal line shit.
They've only rushed the ball one time in the red zone. In two games.
I didn't want James Robinson.
He was the best that was left. I didn't want Swift. It was those two.
We're going to talk about that.
We're not talking about Swift.
Also, Adam Thielen put up 15 points.
Hell yeah. Good for Adam Thielen. Cody's I figured too. He'd be a fucking wash. He's proven me wrong.
Oh, man.
Good
Thielen. For him.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Kind of hit there. Nothing fun to talk about. Rondale
Moore, the rookie wide receiver for the Cards.
One of Jarrett's other rookie wide receiver puts up 26 on the bench. So,
what do you want for Jamar Chase, Jarrett? How many rookies do you want to pack on that bench?
Let's fill it up. Devin Singletary on Cody's bench at 19. So, is what it is, right?
There might be something about that later.
Okay. Tyler's team.
Jesus Christ.
Beats Anthony's team 182 to 127.
Like a fucking redheaded stepchild.
God damn.
Tyler's team. That's how I felt about week one.
Oh, I know. It was fucking horrible. I
beat the brakes off of whoever the fuck. Mike's team. I was like, it's not even close, dude.
No.
Tyler. Tom Brady with 29 points. DJ Moore with 21. Sorry, Cooper Kupp had 36. Travis Kelce had 25. Devontae Adams had 20. And even all those other players had 18, 17, so he was fucking going for it. Anthony's team, Aaron Rodgers 26, Calvin Ridley with 19, Mike Evans with 24, Gronkowski with 19. Zeke with 17. Yeah, top scores.
You're fucking Gronk.
I don't see it stopping anytime soon either.
My thing with Gronk is if he ain't scoring, he is not doing that.
Yeah, we had two touchdowns.
So fucking touchdowns.
And 39 yards.
Right.
So.
You pull that from him.
Oh, if Ramsey on Evans. Gronk's probably going to be open.
Oh, yeah. Gronk makes himself open.
Well, yeah. He don't watch film. He just runs past people.
You can tell. You can tell when he runs. He
do you see how quick he had to back? What do I do? What the fuck? Do I block down or do I run straight?
Also, who Tom gives a shit? Who cares who watches film? He's fucking one of the best tight ends of all time. Who cares?
I know. When that came out, I was like, "Why? Who gives a fuck?"
We all know what Gronk's
going
to do.
He runs
straight, or he's going to try and block.
Yeah, he blocks down, or runs straight. And then if they're at the goal line, he runs straight and then goes right.
He just looks around. He'll run straight and go, okay, I'm going this way. I'm going that way.
Jason Witten did that. Witten would just run 10 yards and turn around. Yeah, but nobody's around his hair. Well,
you get old. And he's the worst person because of it.
Did you see Arians told him he loses his Veterans Day for not watching film? He has to practice there.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
What's he going to do? Watch film that day? He's like the ultimate fucking chicken football player that isn't a quarterback. Yes. He gets off the line, football.
He is hilarious, though.
He's a fucking big idiot. Gronk makes me want to kill myself sometimes.
Not the sharpest tool.
I want him to re-retire and then go into commentating. He's like, wow, this team's great. It's just like, I have nothing really to add. But he's like, whoa, they're pretty good, huh?
That's exactly how you would do it.
And the problem is, one of the networks will hire him when he retires.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be ESPN for Monday night because fuck Booger McFarlane. I hate Booger so much.
He doesn't do as much as he used to. But
the
thing
is, the other two, I don't mind take Booger out of the equation. The other group, I don't mind that group for Monday Night Football.
No. Well, Booger sucks.
What, just get Chris Collinsworth out of the fucking booth. I don't care.
100%.
I don't care what happens.
Suck a dick and die.
Is it Brian Greasy? And then Stan Levy. I don't mind those three.
Nah, you're missing one.
Louis Riddick.
Yes, that's the other one I was thinking about.
Because it's like they give you the commentary, but they give it. It's better than what it was in years past.
Okay. Bring John Madden back.
Only God can bring John Madden back.
Moving on. Ethan, you beat Michael.
Jesus Christ.
169-98.
Get the fuck out of him.
Biggest blowout of the week.
Michael's team looked real good that week one and like after draft and everything.
We all were high on match.
Hell yeah, we was.
Just hasn't come together for him yet. Not yet. It still could.
He's got a good quarterback. That's a good player. Now.
Famous?
No, not anymore.
Now he's got core.
For you, Ethan. Kyler Murray with 37. Aaron Jones with 41.
Yeah.
20 points for TJ Hockenson.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Michael's team. 18 for Justin Jefferson. 18 for his kicker.
Get the fuck out. 18 points for his goddamn kicker.
Who's his kicker?
Dan Carlson. Yeah. Outscore. Oh, yeah. That was tied for his highest on his team this week.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson and him both put up 18.5.
Not gonna win many games like that.
No, he didn't break 100 points like that.
Yeah, no.
So there's that. On his bench, he had Juju with 16. You, Ethan, had Brandon Cooks with 22.
What did Cooks do last night? Yeah.
20. Cooks been consistent as fuck for the first 3 games.
The giraffe playing quarterback.
The General Mills.
The dude's next like eight inches.
Sager box tops.
Jesus Christ.
General Mills in the field. Hey.
Look at Tyrod's history. He gets hurt, and the rookie that steps in and replaces him.
Well, let's hope so.
Usually pretty somebody
better protect that motherfucker, because he's running around scurred last night.
Mm, a little bit.
I didn't watch any of it last night.
Oh, I didn't.
I watched the first quarter, and then I was like, fuck.
He peaced out after one. I jumped in at like 10 minutes to the game.
Lastly, Shane. Got a win here. 144 over RJ, 105. Shane, for you, Patrick Mahomes at 29. Christian McCaffrey at 24. Mike Williams, 22. Yeah, they dropped some with 19. RJ's team, Russell Wilson with 27. Dalvin Cook at 16. That's about what we're looking at for him. Benches, Julio Jones had 18 for RJ. Debo Samuel was 16. So what you were looking at for your week two?
Well, we can knock the top scores out.
Can we go back to week two?
No, Shane. Week three's not even done yet.
All these are so chalk.
Kind of stalling week two.
And we're going to call all these so easily. So this is going to take 3 seconds. Top scoring quarterback.
Kyler Murray.
On my team with 37 points.
Close.
Top scoring running back.
Aaron Jones.
Very close. Yep. He almost got outscored. I thought he did for a second, but I was wrong.
1 point.
Yep. Henry, of course, with 49 points on John's team. Wide receiver. You own him.
Tyler Lockett, yeah.
With 33 points on Gage's team. Fucking tight end. Brock? Go ahead and start this. No.
I don't remember who we talked about.
Hutchinson.
No.
Kelsey?
Of course, it's Kelsey. No. With 25 points on Tyler's team. The flex. Also on Tyler's team. It's a wide receiver.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Kind of blonde. kind of on the West Coast. Cooper kind of has a brand new quarterback.
Cooper Kupp.
He didn't have Kupp playing.
It is Cooper Kupp with 36 points on Tyler's team. Kicker, we already said that one.
Daniel, it's fucking fuck Carlson. You, Carlson.
The Rams?
Yeah.
With the Raiders on Michael's team with 18 points. And the D.
Tampa Bay. D. Fuck yeah. You, Tampa
with
fucking
Bay. 18 God. Points on
back
John's
to back
team.
Drives.
Who did they play?
Atlanta.
Oh.
Bastards.
But you know who I played in DFS? Tampa Bay's defense and fucking Cooper Kupp and Tyler Lockett.
Hell yeah.
I cleaned up on that shit.
Because Kupp was cheap.
And I had Kyler.
Oh, shit.
I had a hell of a roster.
They didn't have... There was only a couple guys who were really expensive this week. Or this past week.
Somewhere. This week's going to look a little shaky, but that's okay. My boss hoss on the week is actually Cooper Kupp. One, because fuck Derrick Henry. But Cooper Kupp is setting the fucking world on fire.
I'm taking the kicker.
He's so good.
I want to take the kicker, too.
I'm taking the kicker.
Yeah.
We're going to get some kicker love.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was pleasantly surprised at Cooper Kupp.
I am, too. I'm disappointed in Bobby Trees. I love him. I want him to do better, but we'll see.
Stafford likes Kupp.
Clearly. He's racist. The no pay player of the week. It was Devin Singletary, because if Cody...
19 points.
Cody's not going to play him, obviously. Not over Jonathan Taylor, but if he had, he'd have won the week.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a bummer. And fuck in you, the Cody. Same matchup, because I'm going to flip it. I'm going to do the no pay as if the matches are tight and somebody could have made an adjustment to win the game, that'll be the no play.
Sure.
If not, the backup is going to be just the highest score. So the honorable mention for that.
Rondale.
On Jarrett's team. Same matchup. Still would have beat Cody, but tiebreakers matter with points. So not that he would. I mean, he could have probably flexed him in somewhere. I really didn't look at Jarrett's lineup this past week.
Whatever. Fuck Jarrett.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck everybody. Fuck the world. Fuck football.
What's true. And with fucking football. I went through, I did a couple stats after week one. I did a couple stats after week two, just because it's fun to say, oh my God, look at this, even though none of this matters. So there's a couple teams. The first thing we're going to talk about, me and you did this morning, is quarterbacks. We got a couple teams that rostered more than one. A couple of them look real fucking shitty.
Right now or at the draft?
So right now, okay. after 2 weeks in the books, they're underperforming.
Sure.
So, how many quarterbacks do you all think have outplayed starters that are sitting on the waiver wire right now? Could be plugged in.
I know the answer to one, but we talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10. Is that too many?
And it's actually not enough.
Okay, 15.
There you go. That's closer. Right. So, it's 16. There are 16 quarterbacks hanging out on the waiver wire. I did have to put Mike starters in because he's clearly streaming.
Yeah.
So I can't. Obviously, I don't know what the fuck he's going to do. Car. Right. But.
Carr, Darnold, Garoppolo, Jones.
So, but I got it all listed out. Cousins, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, Trevor Lawrence, Jimmy G, Baker, Wentz, Winston, Goff, Heineke, Tyrod, Bridgewater, Carr, Dak, Stafford, Burrow. Those are bench or waiver wire quarterbacks. I'm sorry, I didn't fucking clear that up. But all those guys are not being played and could be outplaying starters.
Huh.
It's fucking wild. So you spend that high pick on a quarterback, look where we're at for 2 weeks.
Well, the difference is high pick on a quarterback that could put up 40 points every week, like exactly. Shane's quarterback, or a quarterback that can get you like 26 every week, but it still doesn't make up that 14 points.
And everybody that I listed off, all those names have outscored Rodgers and Herbert on the year.
Hmm.
Some of them have outscored more than that. Daniel Jones, for example, he's put up 50 points.
He was the fourth quarterback on ESPN.
Yep.
Damn.
So he's outscored, or he's tied with Hurts. He's outscored Josh Allen, outscored Rodgers, only 6 points away from being tied with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Overreaction stats. But it's still fun.
We're only 2 weeks in, by the way.
We're only 2 weeks in, by the way.
Kyler Murray's fantasy MVP.
But.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. The other thing that I was looking at, too, is on Jarrett's team. Jarrett drafted Josh Allen and drafted Stafford.
Who's Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
You were going to say Jared Allen.
I was going to say Jared Allen 100%. Jared and I caught Josh myself Allen. In a stop. Josh Allen's put up 34 points on the year, Stafford 46. It fucking sucks. Stop drafting two quarterbacks. John did the same thing. He is currently playing Herbert. Kind of mediocre year. Trevor Lawrence was on his bench. Now he cut him. He is pretty much right on par with Herbert. Only outscored him by a point. But he picked up Teddy Bridgewater. Outscored Herbert by 10.
Yeah.
So the next year, we just won't draft quarterbacks. We're all going to pick them all up off the waiver wire all at once. Unroll it. Fucking let's go.
We're going to put them on a hat.
There you go. That would be fucking cool.
Yeah.
I would love that. When I got Tyrod Taylor when he's a backup.
Had to be starters.
There's 32 starters in the league. There's only 10 of us playing in baseball.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Our last round pick would just be like, all right, get in the quarterback hat.
Oh, God, I got Drew Lock.
You can pick what round you want. So if you wanted to pull in the second round for a quarterback, it's who you take.
Yeah, and then it ends up being Drew Lock.
Right.
What's the list as a starter? You don't have the 32 starters.
That's not the joke, Shane.
Yeah, shut up, Shane.
We should really do that.
But
that would be really fun.
It's the same thing. The whole reason I did these stats anyway was because I wanted to look at the individualized positions. I left tight ends alone. But quarterback, kicker, I talk too much about tight ends. Quarterback, kicker, defense, they're all a fucking crapshoot. And this was week one that this happened. There were 14 kickers on the waiver wire that outscored starters. Defenses, there are 15. You spend the high pick. You have no fucking clue what's going to happen. Same with quarterbacks.
So you don't spend a high pick on it. No, you never spend a high
pick. Not a high pick, but.
But I was in a league. I'm in a league right now that drafted a kicker in the sixth.
That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. But I looked at that, too. I wanted to see where kickers started getting drafted and defenses. Kickers started in the eighth round. Defenses started in the 12th. Now, you could just cut Robbie Anderson, but he was available at that time. Damian Harris, Melvin Gordon, Brandon Cooks, DJ Chark, Antonio Brown, Jarvis Landry, who's hurt now. Dallas Goedert, Gronk, who looks fucking awesome.
I drafted a kicker in the eighth round.
Corey Davis.
Oh.
Mike Williams, Noah Fant, all those players were available when these kickers and defenses were going off the board.
I want Denver's kicker because they kicked further than Denver.
Well, I think it's a problem with our league where people see their team layout and like, well, I got to fill up all the first boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I got to fill up my starters first. But I think I did take a kicker earlier this year than I normally do because I just want
to
Tucker.
Everybody started to. I was like, what? If you wanted one of them.
Someone's like, wow, I have my open kicker spot. I need to get a good kicker. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
It's probably you, Dan Carson.
It doesn't been, matter.
But I don't think I took a first kicker. I think Butker went first.
Butker was first.
Yeah.
Butker went over Tucker?
I think Cody picked him.
Yeah.
Didn't want two Ravens.
Probably didn't want any Ravens, but ended up with two or one.
And well, then I looked too. I want to see. So we drafted, obviously, every position. How are they going through the first 2 weeks? Six of the top 10 defenses are not on a roster. Points scored on the season. So they're just floating around on the waiver wire. Carolina was two, and I picked them up. Kind of don't know if I like that a lot, but whatever, we'll try it. And it's the same way with kickers. Half the kickers that are in the top 10 for scoring after just 2 weeks are sitting on the waiver wire. You can't fucking predict that shit.
Nope.
Not at all.
Denver's going to get about three or four picks this week, though. Happy.
We'll see. Because I wanted to play them last week and didn't, thank God.
Who are they playing?
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Who's playing Jacksonville?
Oh, they're playing the Jets.
I was going to say.
They're playing one of the two rookie quarterbacks.
Somebody sucks and they're playing football on Sunday.
Denver's playing one of the bad teams. I think it's the Jets.
So that's those stats. Obviously not sticky, just fun to look at. Then I wanted to look at the one thing that freaked me out from draft season. I want to look into a little bit more is your running back, one of your running backs, Miles Sanders.
Okay.
He's terrifying to me, and he was in draft season. And then I started looking. I'm scared with Kenneth Gainwell.
Okay.
Have you been seeing?
Yeah.
So the first week, Miles Sanders had 15 attempts, 75 yards, 5 targets, 4 receptions for 39 yards and a 2-point score. That's fine. He scored 17.3 points. That's fine. K Kenneth Gainwell had less numbers, but he did get a touchdown. Touchdown saved his week. 12.3. Only a 5-point difference between the two.
He did have like a long catch for a touchdown.
Absolutely.
So it was a boom play.
Was inflated as fuck.
Right.
Week two, they both scored. Oh, actually, Miles Sanders had 6.9. Kenneth Gainwell had 7.2. And all their stats are pretty similar.
Mm.
That makes me shaky. What do you think about Sanders? You own him.
I still like him. Write it out. I'm going to write it out and see where it goes, but I feel like he can still thrive in that role. But
same.
He is what I have, and I don't have Dobbins anymore. So I mean,
Philly freaks me the fuck out because every year it seems like they're rolling out 3 or 4 different running backs in a game.
Sounds like another team I know.
Baltimore.
There you go.
Yeah, but that's out of necessity.
Philly, you don't fucking do that. Stupid. If everybody's healthy, would run 3 backs out every game.
We do run 3 backs out every
game. Yeah, if anything, it's just showing that we don't need to pay our running back. So.
Yeah, fuck.
You're about to pay your best running back.
We're going to. Although Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent, we're probably going to get a nice deal out of it. And he's probably going to get it fucked.
Oh, he's got an agent. It's himself and his mother.
Yeah, but they're not real agents, so they probably don't know what they're negotiating. So we're probably going to get a team-friendly deal.
Oh, you got mama, though. You never know.
We'll slap mama in the face. You shut up and take the money.
Right. Don't make us call Ray Rice.
Damn.
That escalated
quickly. Well, I did say slap in the face. That was pretty harsh.
I was going to say, so, you know, I was just playing off that. Ain't Baltimore Ray Rice? Eh? Well, so Sanders was freaking me out, and the other player that was freaking me out just for draft costs is also on your team.
Oh,
I wasn't targeting your team. It's just players I was looking at.
Let's see why you suck this week.
Tyler Lockett compared to DK.
Okay.
RJ paid a 3rd-round pick for DK. You got Lockett in the 5th.
Yeah.
So it was like last year they were comparable. They pretty much had identical stats, almost exact same fantasy production at the end of the year. So I wanted to look and just see what they've done for the first 2 weeks. So week one, they both had 5 targets for 4 receptions. Week two, they both had 11 targets and 6 receptions. So it's the exact same fucking player, but the production that you're getting out of it is entirely fucking
very different.
I want to watch that the rest of the year.
Okay.
It's so weird to me.
I mean, Lockett's got, what, 60 points in the season already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they did the same shit.
30 for 5 games.
He could. A lot of players go like that.
I wanted Lockett so bad, too. Yeah, because of that.
You could have taken him in the 4th.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You can have him for Aaron Jones or something.
Yeah. I don't need
you really hate Aaron Jones.
I do hate Aaron
Jones. So might as well ship him off.
So high, he just scored 44 points.
I've never not liked Aaron Jones, okay? But Derrick fucking Henry.
I was going to say, we got how many shows? 30-some shows probably?
Me, motherfucker.
Yeah, there's plenty of them. But then that made me think about draft season 2, and nobody wanted DeAndre Swift.
I don't want a lot of Lions players. The only one I considered was T.J. Hockenson, but you were way higher on him than I was.
Oh, I fucking love Hockenson. He led me to
the league last week.
There you go.
Would you guys like to name the players that have outscored Swift for the first 2 weeks?
God,
I think I told
just
you.
Just at running back?
Let's see if you're just at running back. Just at running back.
McCaffrey?
That's 1.
Henry?
That's 2.
Jones?
Aaron Jones, yep, that's 3. There's only 1 more.
Okay.
And I bet you all are probably going to pass over
him. At running back?
At running back.
Lamar
just
Jackson?
At running back. Probably.
Eckler?
Nope.
I'm trying to think.
You're too far west. Bring it back
David
over to this
Harris?
Side. Nope. You need to go
Harris?
A little far west for that one, for this guy.
Chubb.
Chubb.
Yeah, well, they have the number 1 running attack in the league right now.
So. Yep. So 4 fucking players have outplayed Swift.
For now.
Of it's course, early. For now. It's that early. Was the whole point
you're
of bringing this up.
You're overreacting how good DeAndre Swift was.
Yes!
So it's called overreacting.
Yeah, that's the whole point. But I couldn't fucking believe that when I actually looked at it this morning.
What's the stat line? Do you have it?
I can get it. All it's right. Not hard.
He's on his team.
Fair. I could turn around and look at this computer, but I'm kind of comfortable like this.
Fuck that.
Ethan's got the computer in his hand.
He does.
I was going to say, I got it right here. So, on the year, he has 38 points, so it's not that much. Clearly.
19.
Game log. So week one, he had 11 rush attempts for 39 yards, but this is why it mattered. He had 11 targets for 8 receptions and 65 yards and a touchdown.
Okay.
Because he's one of the only pieces in Detroit. And then week two, he had 8 rush attempts for 37 yards, 5 targets, 4 receptions with 41, or 5 targets with 4 receptions and 41 yards.
So the receptions are really what's helping him, too.
100%. Because Jared Goff has nobody throw that fucking ball except you picking up fucking Bo Cephas or whatever the fuck his name is. You'll see.
The tight end?
No, he picked up
every wide receiver Goff throws too.
Yeah.
I was saying, I need a fucking wide receiver.
I put name a wide receiver on that fucking team.
I couldn't either, but he was
Amon-Ra St. Brown, goddammit.
Not St. Brown.
Excuse me?
That's Equanimeous St. Brown's brother.
Are you saying prayers in here right now?
The ghost of Mars.
Yeah.
No, it's true. These are things. Look that up.
These are names of actual lions from the Book of Narnia.
They came out of the fucking wardrobe.
Yep. Like, where's James McAvoy? We must eat him to death.
And so far through the year, we brought up Hockenson a little bit. Only Gronk and Kelsey have scored him.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Waller.
Because there's nobody. I know. I figured Waller already has.
But he had a big week.
As good as Carson did. That does surprise me that Waller's not higher.
I figured it was good. I figured that would be the order. I figured Hockstrap would be in the fourth.
Ruggs and whatever his fucking name out there is doing really well, too.
Brian Adams.
There you go. The singer.
I was going to say, is he singing, too? He's in Vegas.
And Hunter Renfro. I don't remember who else is out there.
Ruggs.
Well, yeah. I mean, you said Ruggs. And I didn't really notice anything else that I really wanted to jot down a whole lot. Fun things to look at, but...
Who's the top scorer through 2 weeks?
For what?
Team or player?
Running back.
Oh.
Quarterback is Murray.
Running back for the year so far?
Is it Henry or...
Of course, yeah, it's Henry.
It's Henry
because of that week.
Yeah. Awesome.
I think that was actually the order. No, I did put it down in order. So it's Henry, CMC, Aaron Jones, Chubb, and then Swift.
Does Henry's value rise if he keeps getting sick, you know, eight
sick?
Targets?
No, it's going to fall if he's sick.
Eight targets a game like he did?
COVID.
And he caught six of them?
If
he starts getting 6 to 8 to 9 points from receiving on top of the rushing.
How many catches does he need this year to be number one pick, though?
Swift-like targets and receptions. 11
targets a game?
Nah, he'll never. He won't get. They won't throw to him that much.
If you could get 6 or 7 a game,
but he catches 5 or 6 passes
for
45
yards.
I mean,
I'd be cool with that.
He has to be the number one pick going next year at that point, because his rushing stats are better than everyone else. He just loses. He's always lost because he doesn't catch the ball. That's where Cook will go ahead of him. McCaffrey goes ahead of him because they catch it. If he starts catching 5 or 6 passes a game and gets 30 or 40 yards on top of the rushing. How is he not the number one pick in fantasy?
Ask me when you had the number one pick.
Yeah.
He's 2-0 right now. I can take shots.
Yeah, nah.
He's doing okay.
I'm going back to the bottom. So
I know there are 2 undefeated teams in this room.
There's 4 undefeated teams in the league.
I know. That's wild, too.
There's 4 winless
teams. Do we want to look at that? We can look at that.
Week 3!
We're talking about overreactions, so call your shots on the winners after week 2. Let's look at it.
Standings right now. 10th place, Anthony. 0-2. 9th place, Mike. 0-2.
Shocking.
8th place, Cody. 0-2.
Kind of shocking.
Ah! Fuck you, Cody. 7th place, RJ. 0-2. 6th place, Jarrett. 1-1. 5th place, me. 1-1. 4th place,
John.
At 2-0. 3rd place, me. Shane. At 2-0. 2nd place, Ethan.
Me.
At 2-0. And first place, Tyler, at 2-0. So first by 10 points. And then, Shane, you're off by about 43. Mm-hmm. John's off by almost 100.
God
is
damn.
Is John the second lowest scoring team behind 8?
No.
Or is Mike lower?
No, all the winless teams are behind him. Yeah. Even Jarrett's at 1-1. He's only scored 207 points.
Matchups, man.
Yeah.
He's got a good one this week.
Yeah, well.
He's got a good one this week.
My team comes back to earth this week.
So the next podcast that you're not going to be here for, Shane, that will be the fun one, at least for me. Because not this week. This week I play Jarrett, but next week.
Set the phone right here.
Next week I got Tyler.
Do it on Thursday. I'll call in.
So I'm hoping I win, and I'm hoping Tyler wins. So that way something can give. And we got.
Then you beat Tyler, and then John moves in fucking first place in that division.
What?
He beats me. You beat.
What?
If John wins the next 2 weeks, you beat Tyler. John will move in the first place.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, God.
Stranger shit has happened.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
You want to look at that? We can go right into week three.
Do we have to?
All right, week three. I'm taking on Anthony. Which Shane thinks Anthony has the worst team in the league. Sounds like.
Do you?
Am I wrong?
Anthony's team? I don't think it's Anthony's team.
I don't think it's Mike or Cody.
Right.
Jared's got to win.
I don't care.
I can't say he's the worst team. He's got to win.
I don't care.
So I still put up the least amount of points. He's barely broke 200.
Yeah.
I understand that. That's my team every year.
That's who I was. True.
For me, I've got Jalen Hurts taking on Dallas. Tyreek Hill's got the Clippers. Tyler Lockett's at Minnesota. Nick Chubb at versus Chicago. Miles Sanders again at Dallas. Mark Andrews at Detroit. I got DJ Chark in the lineup because T. Higgins is probably not going to play this week. Which probably sucks.
Damn,
he's doubtful. San Francisco's taking on Green Bay for Anthony. He's got Aaron Rodgers at San Francisco. Calvin Ridley at the Giants. Mike Evans at the Rams. Zeke versus Philadelphia.
Love it.
Carlos Edwards-Helaire got the Clippers. Gronk at the Rams. Christian Kirk at Jacksonville. And then Arizona's defense.
When is he going to make the switch?
To his other quarterback?
Yeah.
To Dakari Prescott?
Yeah.
Strawberry Dakari.
Strawberry D. I don't know. See, that was my thing about bringing some of that. It was bringing up those stats about the fucking quarterbacks. Was you draft two, and then you end up pigeonholed in some bullshit like this. And this is not the first time we've seen that on Anthony's team. He drafts two quarterbacks, and the one he starts fucks him. Did he not have Aaron Rodgers last year too?
Oh, last year? I don't remember. He ended up getting Aaron Rodgers out of trade.
That's
from
right.
RJ.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd play Dak instead of that. Rodgers.
I would be looking to somebody like Michael who needs a win. Try to sell a fucking quarterback. Say Michael doesn't have to stream.
I think Michael's found his quarterback. He ain't streaming after this week.
I bet he will.
I bet. Why?
Because I've met him. I've known him for many, many years.
Psychological games.
No, he might not. He might not.
Carr's having a hell of a fucking year so far.
2 weeks.
Overreaction.
Yeah, but you're only as good as your last week, and he's one of the best after last week.
You're only as good as your last week?
Well, yeah.
Is that a thing? People say that?
You're as good as your last game.
Wow. That's true.
Unless you're 11-0, and then 11-1. Not a loser. You're 11-1.
This is also very true.
I would still make the switch to quarterback.
I would play Dak.
They're going to score more points.
And he's at home.
Yep.
First home game.
There you go. Yeah, I would play Dak. You can't avoid that. I mean, I'd play Dak.
On Monday night.
Yeah, Rodgers, the Sunday night game, but at San Francisco.
Yeah, I'd rather play Dakie.
You think Dak's safer than Rodgers?
Well, yeah, Rodgers already had a huge bust week, so. 3 points.
Rodgers is 9 straight weeks of less than 300 yards.
And I'm not too scared of San Francisco's defense. Really.
I mean, it's Philly or San. They're both. The other side of the coin is Philadelphia.
I mean, let's keep in mind that Jared Goff and the fucking Lions put up, what, 34? They scored 34.
The Lions should have beat.
Or some shit.
I was hoping the Lions were going to win that game.
All same.
They were getting their ass kicked. Fuck, they had a Derrick Henry game. They were getting their asses kicked, and all of a sudden they just flipped the switch. It's like.
Fuck you, San Francisco.
I was like, please let this.
I was watching Red Zone.
I never
liked
Bryce Cerrone, and I'm gonna let you know.
Mm. Right? I'm picking me.
Yeah, I'm taking you.
Yeah, same.
Sleep it.
Let's move on. Ethan.
Yeah.
You're taking on Jarrett.
Pick me.
All right. You're projected at 145. He's projected at 132. You've already had Carolina's defense play that put up 4 points.
I'll take it.
For your team, you got Kyler Murray taking on Jacksonville, Keenan Allen at Kansas City, CeeDee Lamb versus Philadelphia, Joe Mixon at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it, but whatever.
Watt's not playing.
Huh?
I don't think Watt will play.
Oh, yeah, he might be out.
Yeah, he pulled a groin or something?
Like six players pulled their groins.
Yeah, it's true.
And they're pulling with a shower in the fucking... just stupid. Aaron Jones at San Francisco. Hockenson versus Baltimore. DeAndre Swift versus Baltimore. For Jared's team, he's got Josh Allen.
Josh Jared Allen.
Versus Washington. Terry McLaurin versus Buffalo. Devonta Smith at Dallas. Austin Eckler at Kansas City. Najee Harris versus Cincinnati. Kyle Pitts at the Giants. Rondale Moore at Jacksonville. And Miami's defense versus the Raiders.
Jared's team has good matchups that could produce a lot of points, but he's still going to get beat by at least 10.
At least 10?
Put a number on it.
It's, I mean, the one thing that I don't like with Jared, I mean, he's got to do it. I totally understand he's playing Rondale Moore. He's just going to get fucked. Because Rondale, I mean, if he scores, so do I.
You have the best fantasy player right now.
I know.
Joe Mixon.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe fucking Mixon.
The only thing, it's like Gage said, T. Higgins might not play.
Yeah.
So I didn't know whether to play potentially, Chase. Yep. Because, I mean, that's not a good matchup. Flat the fuck out. It's not. But.
Who's Cincinnati play?
Pittsburgh.
At Pittsburgh.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but.
I think it's Pittsburgh's first home game, too.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Raiders went up and kicked their ass.
Was that in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it was because they were in.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh's offense is dog shit.
I mean, it might be, but.
They could put a dude in a wheelchair and play quarterback better.
Pretty sure the defense can fuck up Joe Burrow. But the hard thing with benching or trying to swap around Mixon is, like I told you earlier, the amount of fucking carries that they are getting. Because
they don't have, I mean, Bernard's gone, so they don't have anybody behind
him. Holy fuck.
Slapping carries.
He's getting like 33 carries a goddamn week.
Yeah, but their offensive line's not very good either.
No, it's not.
It's as bad as the Bears.
I don't know what else to do. I got an empty spot. I'm waiting on.
Pick up Joe Mixon's backup in case he gets hurt this week.
Samaje Perine.
There you go. Stop cussing in here.
I'm waiting on Jeff Wilson's return. I got him on the IR. Yeah, no, somebody's got to come back.
Everyone's watching this. Just go back.
Sermon's playing this week.
I know he is. He ain't playing on my team, but yeah, he's playing this week.
I hope him well. You know?
He's got somebody got to do something.
I'm picking Ethan.
Yeah, I'm taking Ethan.
Sorry about it.
I know. Shame. Two undefeated.
Yeah.
Ha!
Fuck. Ethan's like, yeah. Let him fight. Shane, you're projected right now 121 because you're fixed score. John's projected at 135 still. You have Patrick Mahomes versus the Clippers. Chris Godwin at the Rams. Mike Williams at the Chiefs, the Kansas City Clippers. McCaffrey already played, put up 6 points.
Yeah, just move
he
on.
He get hurt.
Move on.
What happened to him?
We're not going
to
talk about pulled his hamstring.
Is he Chumbawamba time?
Change your name to Chumbawamba, please.
I can't get
please!
It.
Please!
I'm last little fucking while.
Hey,
next
how are you?
I claim he goes, I did. He's like 3 spots ahead of me.
I'm 6 spots ahead of you.
Damn. David Montgomery's in there against Cleveland. Dallas Goedert at Dallas.
What?
Am I right? Right? Is his name Dallas?
Yeah.
Dustin.
It's Goddard.
No. It's Dallas Goddard.
Goddard.
Dallas at Dallas.
It's French. It's Goddard.
It is.
Goddard.
Really? And you got Hollywood Brown in there as well. Detroit. Denver's defense.
Hollywood Brown for the first 2 weeks?
Averaging 100 yards and a touchdown a week.
That's what I'm saying. Not that bad.
That's got to catch fucking ball.
Until Lamar figures out how to do both.
I know.
That's I feel real high there.
That's why the Raven wide receiver's there instead of the Raven running back.
Let's get this week out of the way and we'll get some back.
Yeah, Bateman's coming back.
Yep.
Bateman.
I just need until need this week. Hopefully Johnson's back next week.
John's team. Justin Herbert. French.
I need Kansas City to destroy them.
At the Chiefs? Well, I'm sure they're pissed. So I'm sure they're pissed. I do not want to be the
Mahomes
Clippers
is
this week.
Six touchdowns this week.
Only.
Sure.
Stephon Diggs got Washington. Tony, AJ Brown versus Indianapolis. You gotta.
Did I say Tony names. Brown?
I said almost had Tony Brown. Well, Tony Brown's playing too. It's weird. It's a weird season. COVID cured everybody. Derrick Henry's got Indianapolis as well. Chase Edmonds at Jacksonville. Noah Fant got the Jets. Chase Claypool for Cincinnati. And Tampa Bay's defense taking on the Rams.
He's still not playing Cooper. And he won't trade him.
I know, but Cooper, well, I don't get why he's not throwing Cooper into the lineup anywhere, but Cooper has fucked up ribs right now.
I know, but he won't trade him.
He won't trade him to you.
No, he said, I will not trade him. I was like, trade him somewhere else to get some. I'm not getting rid of him.
He's not on the injury report. We had 38 points week one, so he's not going to give up that. Of course, 5 points week two. But
right.
Why is he not in the lineup?
Because he likes Chase Claypool for some fucking reason.
I mean, Claypool's targets are probably going to go up because Johnson's not playing. But
who are the other two wide receivers?
Starting?
Browns and Diggs.
Forget the fucking, I'd sit A.J. Brown until he did something.
Well, I would trade one of them.
Well, hell yeah, yeah, I'd be doing that. Yeah, do that, John. I don't know if you listen to this shit, but goddamn.
You know what? He won't.
Move some. Well, I know, but if you're not going to move Cooper, fucking move somebody else then.
I said, I'll take Brown. Nope.
Then sit on your team.
I was just trying to get a fucking receiver. I was trying to get a receiver. He goes, well, I don't want to get fucked this week by playing. I'm like, and I said this to him last night after McCaffrey got hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, you're going to win. My second best score is. Done.
He's not gonna trade you this week because you're playing him.
That'd be really fucking funny though. Push it through.
I mean, it would have went through, but
I know.
Oh, John's gonna win.
I think John's
gonna. I texted him last night. I was like, "Well, you won." He goes, "The week just started." I was like, "McCaffrey's hurt." He goes, "Oh, yeah, Christian's dead."
Shubba wubba time.
I don't know. He didn't look very good last night.
The fuck he didn't? He broke off two sweet runs at the end of the game.
He's getting insane volume, too.
Yeah. Well, shit. They don't want to put the ball in Darnold's hands too many times.
He's been playing well.
Yeah, he ran one in.
But you saw what happened when he made him throw too much.
Week one, he ran in two.
Well, yeah.
It's Lamar Jackson 2.0.
Of course, granted, he played the Texans last night, but he did walk away with no interceptions or anything. I mean.
Yeah. Not Zach Wilson or anything.
God damn. Thank you, Zach Wilson, for that shit last week, my
him
friend.
And Joe Burrow. I just kept seeing the stat lines. Interception, 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 interception. I was like, what's
I play Burrow in one of my dailies. Because I'm like,
three interceptions in a row.
I'm like, he's playing the Bears. They're, be all
right. He went like 200 passes without interception, then threw three in a row.
That's the scary thing. That's about the playing Chase, too.
The Thursday night game next week is the fucking Jaguars and the Bengals.
Cool.
Why do they... Why are all the Thursday night games dog shit?
Dog shit?
They want
the greatest NFL player is going to be on primetime on Thursday.
Joe Mixon.
Joe fucking Mixon.
It's also two cat teams.
You're right.
The battle of last two numbers.
Mostly it's got to be because of the quarterbacks. You have the LSU quarterback versus the Clemson quarterback. Oh my God, remember this? Two cat teams. Like still. They're still playing for cat teams.
Also, you're
rare. Twice.
I kind of
the little kitties grew up.
I kind of want to look at the Thursday night lineup for the year because I bet it's trash.
Probably shit.
I think I looked at Monday.
It's always shit.
Thursday.
It's because Thursday's the one that we give you for free. Like, you can just watch that anywhere.
You can fucking stream everything off the Yahoo app anyway.
So
everything.
Before we look at that, I was reading today. So DirecTV Sunday ticket contract's coming up. They're not going
to
renew it.
Yeah, ESPN's trying to buy it, right?
ESPN, Amazon, and now Apple. Apple is coming in with the wanting to let you buy per team.
Interesting.
Or per, like, you could, like,
I
would
do that for blackout games though.
Like for me, because the Cowboys are only on TV half the year, I could pay just for the Cowboy games. Or
what
the
TV
other thing
you have turned on?
They're on TV like 10 times.
The Mars TV.
10 times!
I feel like they're on TV every week.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they've been playing. But like next week
they play every year.
Next week they play Carolina. They're not gonna be on TV. The other thing Apple wants to do is you can buy individual games. So like the seven that the Cowboys aren't on TV, I could buy individualized. Amazon is thinking about doing the same thing.
Well, that's cool for you, but it doesn't help me any because all Ravens games will be blackout because they're local.
Right.
So I wouldn't be able to watch those. Even the primetime games.
But that's not my problem. My team's not local.
Oh, fucking excuse
I should give
me.
A shit
that's
less.
Your president.
Yeah, it's not my problem. My team's not local.
Fuck your team. Our team.
But to me, I don't... That Open would Friday. Be... I mean, what's... that? I like that.
Well, since it benefits you and not me, I hate it. Don't do it, Apple.
Yeah.
But Apple, ESPN, and Amazon are in a bidding war for it.
I got Red Zone for... I got all the Sunday ticket for free this year.
So they said DirecTV, new customer. Because of what they're paying, they have to have 5 million Sunday Ticket subscribers.
They have no way.
Two. That they're losing like 150% of their
money. Well, because it's $400 for the whole thing.
No shit. It's priced astronomically. Yeah. They're pushing this year to you can stream it.
Yeah, I stream it downstairs. I don't have a box.
So. Right. But I tried to look it up.
Amazon gets it because I don't already pay for Amazon.
I'm not fucking doing that. I don't. It's not worth it. It'd be more worth it for me to do it for Kinsey. So she can see some Pittsburgh.
Well, about Cody. Yeah, Cody, Mike, RJ, who their teams are. Unless they're in a primetime game, they're not on TV here.
Pittsburgh usually is. Some. Pittsburgh's still local to us.
Kinda.
But if Washington and Baltimore are playing, you're not seeing it.
They count Philly as local to us, too. So Philly always ends up cutting out Pittsburgh. It seems.
But I have the DirecTV package, I guess. So the red zone I get is not Scott Hansen.
That sucks.
It does suck. The other guy sucks.
Hansen makes red zone.
Yeah.
Scott Hansen. I love Scott Hansen.
7 hours of...
But the other guy is one of the guys from NFL Network. That has, this is the guy with the big ears.
Oh, God. He sucks ass.
He sucks. But so like Scott Hansen on the NFL Network.
He looks like a fucking Disney mouse. Which I don't pay for.
So.
I always put it back. When the regular season's over, I get rid of it. And I bring it back every season.
Ugh. Gross.
But... Scott Hansen gets me through my fantasy season. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, that guy sucks. Anyway.
I don't get Sunday.
Tyler.
2 weeks.
Tyler's taking on Mike. Tyler's fixed projection because DJ Moore already played is at 140. Mike's projection is at 142. For Tyler, Tom Brady's taking on the Rams. Devontae Adams at San Francisco. DJ Moore already played, put up 20 points. Darrell Henderson's taking on Tampa Bay. James White's versus New Orleans. Travis Kelce's taking on the Clippers. Cooper Kupp versus Tampa Bay. Did we let Tyler get this stacked of a team? Is this what we did?
His running backs were dog shit.
I was going to say, is Tyler Seagram in that stack?
Well, I guess Henderson and White, sure. But I guess Cooper Kupp's been playing well, so that's maybe throwing me off. And Los Angeles Rams versus the Bucks.
He has three guys performing out their ass through 2 weeks.
So far.
I was going to say, he's getting 75 points out of three players every week.
Brady's eventually going to come back to earth a little bit.
Cooper it could happen got this week, to too. At some point. Fucking
it ain't going
to
happen against that Bucks secondary.
There's Mike's team.
Very good.
Mike's got Derek Carr.
Yes, Derek Carr.
And his lineup.
Not David Carr.
I always want to say David Carr. Versus Miami, DeAndre Hopkins at Jacksonville. Justin Jefferson's got Seattle. Alvin Kamara's at New England. Chris Carson's at Minnesota. George Greg Kittle versus the Packers. Juju Smith-Schuster's taking on Cincinnati and Baltimore's defense at Detroit.
That's his worst matchup.
What is?
Baltimore's defense at Detroit?
Wait, Goff's throwing it around?
Yes. Tell me about it.
That's his worst matchup.
That's what I need. I need Baltimore's defense to collapse.
That's probably not
fantasy.
Gonna happen?
No, it's not.
Well, I don't know.
We can still win the game.
Are you saying Goff's playing well or playing not well?
I say he's playing well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's playing very well in Detroit. Right.
I didn't know what you were getting. I was like, wait, did you?
That's what I'm saying. Like his there? The Ravens against that offense is his worst matchup.
Hmm. Also, we have some COVID players on defense now.
Yeah, I saw that.
For as little as Goff has in Detroit, I think the Lions have over.
How good is their defense?
New.
Do they have one? Do they have one?
Well, this might be another shootout.
Do they roll out 11 guys?
That's why I love having the only two Detroit players that matter.
And Goff,
they're always
loves
fucking playing from
TJ.
Behind, and he's got to throw it to Swift and Hawkstrap.
And the guy I picked up,
Osefus.
Yeah, it's just Jubilee Tuvalade or whatever your name is. Whatever he was saying earlier.
I have to look it up. Amon-Ra
St. Brown.
Not St. Brown. It's not St. Brown.
Amon-Ra, the Egyptian god. I'm going to take Tyler.
I have to take Tyler.
But I wish it was close.
I know.
I would take Mike.
I wanted to, but I'm glad you're being brave.
I'll be the oddball.
I have to take Tyler for the narrative of two teams are playing.
You're writing the script. I get it. Yeah. Everything's scripted.
Until Brady rolls in New England and puts up 40 points next week. He kicks your ass.
I hope he just gets him throws up. I hate it.
And Kyler's got the Rams, so...
He needs to go see his dad.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate dad.
It's your fault.
Yeah, there you go. Michael Thomas also on the COVID list?
Yeah, but he's out for he's on the pup list.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know he was on pup and COVID.
He was the one that got all the coaches put on.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's the initial one that had it.
He's signing his pink slip to get the fuck out of town is what he's doing. He said, I got COVID. I'm ship his ass
somewhere. Drew's gone. I'm out.
Yeah, fuck this.
I hate Jameis. I hate Krabs.
My arm. It doesn't work.
Look, coach, I did a bunch of steroids. This guy spit me. Fuck. All right, RJ's taking on Cody to two winless teams. Someone's got to get a win here, right?
Tie.
A tie would be amazing. I'd be so happy with a tie.
RJ would probably kick it, kill himself.
Oh, he'd quit.
RJ probably would, because RJ put up almost 150 points week one and still lost.
Yep.
I would too.
They lost to me, which is just as bad.
Oh, double whammy.
Guys, ass kick scored a lot and then lost to me.
He probably said at home, it's like, it wouldn't be so bad, but it was to shame.
Right. That's what he said.
He texted me after the first week, but I don't remember what he was pissed off.
We were all drunk.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Cody's taking on RJ. Like I said, Cody's projected 143. RJ's projected 135. For Cody, Lamar Jackson's taking on Detroit. Is that Detroit? Adam Thielen's got Seattle. Cortland Sutton's got the Jets. Jonathan Taylor Thomas at Tennessee. Saquon Barkley, how's he doing this year?
I don't think Saquon's put up more than, what, like 8 points, maybe? Maybe he's got a 10.
He has the top 9 all year, yeah. 10 attempts, 13 attempts, so. No touchdowns.
But he's been off for 10 days, so they're supposed to ramp him up a little bit.
Trade target.
You could probably buy low.
Joe Mixon.
I tried to deal him in.
Is that low? He's the greatest player of all time.
True.
Darren Waller's got Miami. Allen Robinson's at Cleveland. Who else are you trying to trade with? Are you trying to trade with everybody?
No, it's different league.
Oh. You haven't texted me about anything.
He's trying to trade shit from this team this league, this league to the other one.
Listen, I got a friend Cody who will trade you. But you have to submit. And Pittsburgh's defense taking on Cincinnati. RJ's team. Russell Wilson's got Minnesota. DK Metcalf, of course, also Minnesota. Robert Woods, sorry, Bobby Trees. Got Tampa Bay. Dalvin Cook has Seattle. Melvin Gordon at versus the Jets. Logan Thomas at Buffalo. Julio Jones is Indianapolis. Younghoe Koo, of course, we got to talk about him. At the Giants. And Buffalo's defense versus Washington. I'm taking Cody.
RJ.
Ooh.
Damn.
Damn, Shane.
I'll take Cody.
Oh.
RJ to 0-3.
RJ to 0-3.
RJ to 8 will both finish the league 0-3.
They're finishing the league 0-3?
No, finish the week.
Oh. I think they're finishing the league.
We remove their teams.
This is it. If you can't get a win in 3 weeks, eliminated.
I got two, and then I don't know how many more I'm going to get after that. At least for a few weeks.
I like this. I like this narrative.
Back to normal.
I got my two wins. The next
y'all time, have y'all have the rest of the shit. I'm out. I proved my team can win. I'm done.
Till 9:30 last night, I was happy with my team, and then it's like, fuck.
How's your team like a ticking time bomb every year,
dude? And then I get this morning, Johnson's not playing. I'm like, God, fuck. I look at the wire. It's like, I gotta play fucking Baltimore receiver. Shit.
How dare you?
This not that bad. There were options out there. Look at the transactions.
Well, I don't want Pittman because Easton's going to be fucking under center. And Pittman's the number one receiver on the wire. And I don't want Easton John fuck throw to him. Wentz ain't going to play because his ankle hurts.
They're going to roll out.
Didn't Wentz practice today?
Two quarterbacks.
I don't know.
I think Wentz is going to play.
He better fucking play.
I thought I just saw that he was going to roll out there.
Or like there was an update that he's looking like he's going to play.
Until somebody goes, and he falls over. Coach, I'm hurt. Pay me my money.
Is that what he sounds like when he talks?
Yeah.
Apparently, Carson Wentz is fucking huge, by the way.
Yeah, he's like 6'4", 6'5". Yeah, he's not
Jesus
a small
Christ.
Dude.
Christ.
Yeah, Wentz practiced today, so he could play.
Could. Take us through a walkthrough. Ow, my ankle!
It was a surprise.
So fucking get ready to pivot then.
Huh?
I said, so get ready to pivot then.
That's why I picked up the dude from the Lions, because Brown practice, but it's questionable. So I'm like, well, if he don't play, I'll play the dude from Detroit.
Is there anybody that you could play last minute in the Monday night game? You could pivot like that.
Probably like Greg Ward.
Please roll out Greg Ward.
That's it. Cause
that's what I'm trying to see.
Because Gallup's hurt. I mean, I could pick up the Dallas tight end.
Which one?
That's one.
Blake Jarwin. My angel from last year.
who lasted, what, a quarter and a half?
And it was so promising for that fucking quarter and a half, damn it. It was so promising.
I'll hope that Hollywood will catch a touchdown. Maybe he'll get a couple. He'll have a big blow-up week.
I even tried to trade Shane. He didn't want it.
You did?
Yeah, we talked about me getting Ayuk off of you because you're so down on him.
Down on him? Motherfucker has a point.
Didn't he get hurt?
Yeah.
They targeted him 8 times last week. He's got a point.
Well, he's got to catch the ball to get points.
He's got a point.
He fucked his hamstring up, and they barely played him week one, and then they're getting him acclimated back.
Receiver hurt with his knee. Another receiver fucking hamstring. My best running back just went out with a hamstring.
Next year we'll do point per target.
Please.
God damn.
Just for my team.
Give me all the Detroit players again.
Because they get hurt.
What's the name of the fucking guy that Shane picked up? It's not Bo Cephas. What the fuck is his
Quintez
name?
Quintez Cephas.
That's it. I knew it was Cephas.
Quintez. Look at his totals.
Quentin Tarantino.
He's not done bad for the first 2 weeks.
6 and 7 targets. 12 and 16 points. Scored both weeks.
Bo Cephas.
Now I know a Lions receiver.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, Shane.
I'm going to get him a St. Brown t-shirt.
I'd fucking love it. I would love it. I don't think anybody else did anything fun. You cut Robbie, eh?
I did.
God damn.
Bye.
Gotta find a spot for him on my roster.
Good old Sir Purr.
What did Bear do?
He's had a reception every week.
I'm glad, though. I'm glad that DJ Moore is fucking blowing up in Carolina now.
He's got a quarterback.
I know. I love DJ Moore. I jumped on the train too early.
You got off the train?
No, I jumped on it last year, hoping that he would fucking break out, and he didn't because Teddy B's a Teddy bitch.
Yeah, they got rid of you for Sam Darnold. That sucks. But aren't the Broncos 2-0?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sure as fuck are.
Drew Lock got replaced by a quarterback who got replaced by Sam Darnold.
These things happen.
These things happen.
And then next year, they'll both get replaced by Aaron Rodgers.
They'll both get replaced?
Well, Bridgewater will be gone, Locke will be gone, and Rodgers will be the quarterback in Denver.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Sam Darnold and Bridgewater, and I was like, Aaron's going to play on 2 teams?
I mean, Watson's going to play on 1.
Yo, we got to hurry this game up. I got a game at 4.
Rodgers will go to Denver, and Watson will go to Carolina.
We'll wait on that in a year.
Watson will be somewhere.
Tell me this time next year.
What's your team of the week? Your y'all.
It's probably Chalk. Tyler's.
I'm going to take yours.
Who's yours?
Ethan's. I'm not taking you. I hope you give Ann his first win.
I'm going to take Cody. Because Cody's Chalk. Well, he's got the most projected right now.
Oh, well, that's true, too. He's got more than Tyler?
Yep. Got 3 points. Mike has more than Tyler. So does... Oh, no, you get the most projected. Sorry, 145. Ethan.
Really?
I was 144 till last night.
I thought Tyler was projected at 150.
Yeah. He's projected at 120 or 140 right now.
Holy fuck, that dropped down.
It's fucking DJ.
And DJ played. He got the projection.
My and John's matchup changed today, too. Because I dropped... Like, last night, I went down like 117. Now I'm back up in like 120.
Friday practices, man.
It's true.
Yeah, but I lost one. I had Johnson in, and then I took him out, and my score went up. I put Brown in over top of him.
Ravens.
100 yards in touchdown.
You'll see.
Somebody's got to catch the ball. Jackson runs it.
It'll be a big Devin Duvernay day.
Who?
Devin Duvernay.
The guy that saved Tyson Williams' touchdown on Sunday.
Yeah.
I got him. I can play him, too.
There you go. He's probably going to score. Probably going to have 60 yards.
I don't
yards.
Know why you haven't been rolling him out. Now you're going to have to.
I was like, I don't have a choice now.
Was he not in your lineup?
No, he not when we right through it.
Just oh, now. Yeah.
I don't know how to change him now, but yeah, I can't. McCaffrey's locked in. I can't change him next week. We're going to put him over my
said, don't flex Bo Cephas.
I'm not. I'm at Brown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm all fucked up.
I can't take McCaffrey out yet. That's until next week.
Yeah, I ain't cheating for you.
But he has rolled his out, so I can put him on the IR.
Not now, but yeah.
Next week?
Yeah. As long as it still says out. You're going to get like 3 weeks of doubtful.
Right?
Like, I can't fucking do anything with this.
Game time decision.
Problem is, if they say he's going to play, I mean, I...
They'll dress him, but they won't play him. Oh, God. Yeah. That's going to be the worst.
You're going to want to
throw because of the way they say he is, if he's not going to play, they won't dress him. I don't think they'll dress him if he's not going to play.
Even like put that clothes on. That first week back, we're like, oh, yeah, he's going to play this week. They'll dress him, put him out there in one series. But like,
No, last year they did that. He scored 35 fucking points the week they brought him back.
Because he was playing against you.
I know. And he's playing for me.
And he's like, I don't have an enemy, coach. I lost the spirit.
I'm waiting for RJ to send me a trade. I get a text this morning. Would you trade him? Dude, I'll listen to any offers. Probably going to tell you no, but I'll listen. Send me what you think you... I'm going to get a receiver.
Joe Mixon.
And no. I bet he offers me
Gibson. You're running back, so I got one leg. Joe has two.
Yeah.
He's going to offer me Gibson and one receiver. I guarantee it.
Joe Mixon, DeAndre Swift.
No.
They're going to play.
It's the fifth best running back in the league right now.
I bet he finishes in top 12.
I bet he finishes in the top 20.
I bet he finishes higher than that. Because he's going to catch a lot of...
We'll vet that.
Because he's going to catch a lot of balls. McCaffrey doesn't get a lot of rushing yards. He gets all his shit from his receiving.
True.
Swift's going to be the same way. Oh, shit. Some. I got some up. There you go. Beep. Even if it's a negative 2 yard reception, still a point. Oh, you get 0.8 points for that play. Lost 2 tenths for the negative, but...
Anything else?
Bye!